conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
I often think, who's going to be absolutely free from the impact of AI? And at this moment in time, I'm thinking, okay, you remain free. Plumbers, you are safe. Your jobs are safe. Jazz musicians, your jobs are safe. But otherwise, we're all going to be impacted. We're going to touch on the impact of AI in another sphere over the next couple of minutes with Kurt Ackerman, the CEO of the SA Urban Food and Farming Trust, at the time of 23 minutes past 10. And a reminder for you to be part of the conversation via WhatsApp at 0725671567. AI is poised, of course, to profoundly impact most, if not every sector, apart from those that I've mentioned, and certainly food supply chains as well, and food security, offering maybe transformative opportunities, but also presenting significant challenges. Look at yield management. They can check on weather patterns, soil conditions, historical hills, satellite imagery, lots of management information, and also operational kind of project plans, essentially, that will effectively automate farming from a pest and disease and resource management point of view. So there's a whole lot it brings to optimize the soil, the yield, the harvest, the planting processes. And we are going to look at AI in that particular context right now with Kurt. Welcome, Kurt. It's great to have you with us. Kurt, are you there? Kurt Ackerman, the CEO of the South African Urban Food and Farming Trust. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are.
Talk to me. All right. Hi, Claire.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's going to have such a profound impact on agriculture, looking at it in a general sense. And I would imagine supply chains are going to be hugely impacted. Tell us how.
So I think across most commercial sectors, we're looking at AI on efficiency, on avoidance of waste, loss, on understanding kind of how to use our resources more effectively. And that's affecting and will further affect agricultural production, avoiding things like, planting too many of a particular kind of crop that can't be sold, and so it either rots in the field or spoils in the truck or whatever it is. And overall efficiency of logistics and so on. And there's a very strong commercial incentive for doing that.
Yeah.
And we also, at the same time, need to understand kind of what difference it makes for ordinary people. We have so much food insecurity in this country. Is that the kind of thing that's actually going to drive down prices to the point where people can afford healthy, nutritious food? Or is it going to drive down prices to the point where it puts small farmers out of business because the price drops? Like, what's going to happen? And what kind of capacity do we have to understand that and act so we get the good stuff and we avoid the bad stuff? So that's definitely part of what we'll be unpacking. Yeah.
Yeah, really about optimizing your yield, whether it's a huge commercial farm, a small holding, or your garden. What is good for the soil that you have in it? How to maintain the outcomes, how to manage the outcomes, how to plan for the outcomes, outcomes in so very many ways, demand forecasting. So much that it brings to the table. So just talk to us then about what you are speculating as challenges that accrue to small farmers.
So small farmers are at one level quite stuck. Because they usually don't have the financial resources like the big guys to weather the ups and downs of weather and climate and the idiosyncrasies of the market. For example, the war in Ukraine had real effects on fertilizers, on the price of wheat, right? When you're a big company, you've got the resources to deal with that. When you're small, that could put you out of business or really, really profoundly affect things. So there are ways that we're looking at AI to put some tools in the hands of the little guy, as you said, from the household food gardener with the app that can help them the right time to plant, the right way to deal with a pest, that they find they've never seen before, through to the smallholder farmer who's, on the edge between subsistence and commercial viability to have a good livelihood to pay for money for their families, and for then accessing markets. The small guys struggle to sell to restaurants and to the middlemen for all kinds of reasons, but with AI, it can take some of the risk out and do some market making. And that's really, really going to be helpful. But as I said, there are risks, right? If we get the yield up but the price goes down, the little guy is in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we have to look at quite carefully. And to also understand, you know, in South Africa, many African countries, but South Africa we'll look at specifically, on paper, we are a food secure nation. The production side is not really our challenge. Production is now the focus for export.
Yeah.
And so the challenge that we face and that we look to AI to help us with is how do we deal with access? How do we deal with distribution? How do we deal with some of these kinds of issues?
And we've spoken through some of the breakthroughs on that particular front with AI leading the charge in distribution. Just given our limited time, I want to talk about African data means that maybe just, the lack thereof. Means
yes.
that it's really invisible to global AI systems. So we need to work on that, and we understand the implications of that. But just talk to us briefly about 2025 food in Durban. Who should be there? Where is it happening? And what do we need to do to be there?
Right. So the Food in Durban is an annual event program where we focus on issues pertaining to our food system. So we'll take a deep dive into AI. We've got an in-person conference at Maker's Landing at the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town on the 18th of July. We actually have over 20 events taking place over 2 weeks. People can look at foodindaba.org to see those events. Some are free, some are ticketed. We don't just talk about food. We'll cook and eat. We're doing dining with DeepSeek, for example. So we're taking a lot of different lenses into the food system to understand how AI might affect it. We're doing things with kids, with teens. So whether one is a professional, maybe in AI, and interested in kind of the food system as a particular case study to understand how it might affect it, that's a good reason to go. Food entrepreneurs, we're doing a masterclass on AI. We're doing some work with the SA Chefs Association, so professional chefs, and how AI is going to affect their business. So really, I would encourage everyone to have a look. We've got, you know, arts programs. We've got a book launch that we're doing. We're doing a tour to Zico Museums of the Humanity exhibition from a food lens. All diverse ways of kind of engaging with the food system, regardless of what your interest or age might be.
We appreciate your time. That's unfortunately all that we have time for. Kurt Ackerman, CEO of the SA Urban Food and Farming Trust. And again, Monday 7 to Sunday 20th of July, you may want to be at the 2025 Food in Durban with the theme Artificial Intelligence and the Food System. I think there's a lot for you to learn if you're in the agricultural sector. At 10:30, Eyewitness News headlines with Natalie Marcus.
Thank you, Clarence. Good morning. Defence Minister Angie Motshekga has assured